I'm 39 years old, and I was born in San Jose, which is the capital of Costa Rica. I was born with spina bifida.
This is a problem that affects the spinal column.
Exactly.
So
So
you have trouble walking?
I have problem walking, exactly. It was challenging living in Costa Rica when I was a kid, mainly because it was almost 40 years ago. We still didn't have the legislation or the rights protection frameworks. So there was nothing such as inclusive education or support or even technical devices that could support me walking. However, I was lucky because my family, I grew up in a very supportive environment. So my family always treated me like if I was just another girl. And so I had the same opportunities that my sisters had. I went to school, I was supported to do whatever I wanted. I learned how to ride a bicycle and went to the swimming pool and had swimming lessons. So I was very mainstream. I had an interaction with any other kid, and I think that also developed my potential in a just regular way and visualized myself as just anyone else. And I think that was a key part of my personal experience.
You say that you were pretty mainstream, and certainly there doesn't seem to be anything holding you back, but you felt that you had to fight for the rights of people with disabilities. Did you see that coming from a long time back? Is that what you've always wanted to do?
No. It's interesting because I was so mainstream that I was very much into politics. And at the university, I was at the student movement and I was really fighting at the top with the students and the changes, social, political changes in Costa Rica. And actually, I was more into, and that's one important thing of my work, I was more into women's rights. I was working on that. But suddenly I got a call from someone from an organization of persons with disabilities, a really dear friend now, and he insisted in inviting me to this meeting of, persons with disabilities. And I was like, oh my God, I have to go. And that was another life-changing experience for me because I got there and I discovered, being a lawyer already, that they were really talking about rights and that their perspective was not about charity, was not about a medical model of saying, we need devices or we need medical treatment. No, they were talking about inclusion, participation, accessibility, political rights. So I said, well, this is it. I mean, this is where I fit because I can bring my expertise on human rights and political participation to this field. And I felt I belong. I felt like this is where I belong. And so it started. It started like that with one stubborn guy calling me to inviting me to this meeting. And then once was nonstop.
You're smiling today here in the studio. Is the situation becoming happier for people with disabilities? Are you confident that you can bring about some change in your mandate?
This is a really good question, and I think it's the final aim of all our efforts. It's to work towards the making persons with disabilities live happy lives. I think that we have moved in the right direction, that having a convention is a magnificent tool to advance those rights, that having the creation of this special procedure on the rights of persons with disabilities is also very important. But we still have a lot of work to do. I think that now that we are giving visibility to the human rights violations faced by persons with disabilities, we are little by little acknowledging the challenges that we have ahead in terms of, for instance, the humanitarian response in situation of crisis, recognition of legal capacity for all persons with disabilities, the challenges are faced by persons with intellectual and psychosocial disabilities. Challenges to create social protection systems that really address the needs of persons with disabilities. So we are moving in the right direction, but I think that these new opportunities will only let us see how far we need to go.